You're listening to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and thanks for joining. If you're someone who relies on public transit in the city of Detroit, then you know about the tremendous problems that DDOT, the city's Department of Transportation, has had, and that those problems have become more acute since the pandemic struck in 2020. The transit agency has had problems with low ridership. They have really, really steep hiring challenges, and there have been consistent service disruptions. And this is partly because fewer people overall need transit services as remote work has grown in popularity, but it's also due to the department's inability to recruit and retain drivers. But that doesn't mean that the department is sitting back and just letting all of that happen. On Monday, DDOT's director released a draft plan that starts another round of public engagement to ultimately redesign our transit system in Detroit to better meet the needs of riders. To discuss what this reimagined plan looks like, what the process for public input is, and what the transit agency is planning to do to serve Detroiters better, we've got Malachi Barrett here with us. He is a reporter with Bridge Detroit, and he has been covering Detroit's transit agency. Malachi, welcome back to Detroit Today.
Hey, Stephen. Good morning.
So DDOT says it's working to reimagine the agency. What does that mean, and what are the things that it wants to do better that it is struggling with right now?
Well, Director Mikkel Oglesby has described this DDOT reimagined process as a comprehensive operational analysis. We could just call it a master plan. And it's the first time DDOT has done something like this in quite a while. The director came here in 2020, and it was kind of one of the first things he started asking city officials about. You know, when was the last time we really did a major public outreach campaign, really kind of looked at what we're doing well, what we're not doing well, where are the needs, and how do we, you know, adjust to meet those needs. And this is kind of the process that's been born out of that. And essentially the idea is to engage the public, through a variety of different pop-up meetings. And now there's a bus that's going around, a mobile engagement center, specially marked, it'd be hard to miss it. That's going out to different bus stops around town to, further explain the plan and get more feedback. And then put all of that into something that would, essentially outline the next couple of years of service improvements. So it's essentially a needs assessment to help DDOT decide how to go forward with restructuring. Given all of the different impacts of the pandemic, you know, we've seen a lot of changes in how people use DDOT. Mm-hmm. The peak times have changed. You know, it's not just, it used to be that the main, the busiest times were in the morning and the afternoon. People were using it to get to work. People are riding later. People are riding more on the weekends. People have changed their habits up quite a bit. There's also a large number of capital needs that need to get addressed. People have had, major calls for bus shelters. I think it's only 4% of the stops in the city actually have a protected shelter.
Like a covered,
there's
yeah.
been some. Yeah, right. To protect you from the elements. I mean, I'm sure anybody that's ridden a bus has had the experience of being caught in the rain or the snow. I know I have, and it's not fun. So those are, some of the things that they're planning to address. But I think, the major difference that people are going to see is changes in the actual routes. So there's plans to, like I said, expand the hours of the service as well as speed up the service. People have in the transit community, folks a lot smarter about this stuff than I am, have been calling for something called bus rapid transit, which essentially would create dedicated lanes that allow buses to avoid traffic. It's almost kind of like light rail without the rail.
Right.
So we can talk about some of the details, but that's essentially what, the director is aiming to do with this plan.
So before we get to the details, and it is a really detailed plan, and it requires some real explanation, but I want to talk just a little more about what the experience is like for people right now who rely on the bus. Since the pandemic, it seems like in particular, the city's impoverished population has really been disserved by public transit. That's at least the sense that I get, and that's what I hear from people. But can we talk just a little more about what is happening and why and how acute, I guess, the problems are with DDOT?
Yeah, so I think you can really attribute it probably to two things. It's the COVID pandemic, and then it's this major shortage of drivers that we had. And even those two things are probably somewhat interlinked. But, you know, the main challenge that DDOT has right now is it just doesn't have enough operators to provide the service that people expect. And this has gotten better over the last couple of years. Director Oglesby has said that the department has become a lot more efficient with its reduced number of drivers. They're providing around 90% of service. He'd like to get that number up. But he actually thinks that if they hire more drivers, we could see better service than before. But, you know, I think the problem is that the drivers are underpaid, and everybody acknowledges this. They're underpaid when compared to their peers at Smart, as well as, you know, other transit systems in Oakland County and other parts of, you know, the region. And this has caused, you know, some really challenging retention problems for the department, where people will go through the training. The city will pay to get the bus riders trained up, and then they'll seek a higher salary elsewhere. And so that's caused issues with, you know, just getting enough buses on the road. And so when I talk to people, you know, I hear a lot about how they're waiting long hours, in some cases, you know, more than an hour for a connection to come pick them up. You know, later in the evening, there are fewer buses running late. So, you know, if you happen to go out somewhere and you need a ride home, you know, you might be left having to call an Uber instead of catching a bus. Ridership is rebounding in the aftermath of the pandemic. It still is about half of the pre-pandemic levels, last I checked about a month ago. And the fleet of buses carried a million more passengers than it did in 2021, though. So, you know, just some context, you know, we're doing a lot better than kind of the height of the pandemic, but I guess that should also be kind of expected there.
Yeah.
But, you know, Oglesby has said that the bus driver shortage is the biggest barrier to improving service. And they're in the process right now of negotiating some increased salaries. The city council and the mayor have added extra funding into the department's budget to pay for that. Hard to get a sense really of what the number will be. The city council has advocated for starting the wage at $29 per hour, which would be a really significant bump. Right now it starts at $15 per hour. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're trying to talk with the transit union and get a better sense of how those negotiations are going. But that seems like the biggest thing standing in the way right now.
Yeah. I'm talking with Malachi Barrett. He is a reporter for Bridge Detroit. He's been covering the city and city government, and in particular, the new plans to kind of reimagine DDOT, the city's transportation agency. We're talking about those plans and the level of service that Detroiters are getting right now from the bus company and the bus service here in the city. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call. We'd love to hear from folks who use Detroit's public buses. What's the service like? How can the service improve? What do you want to see Detroit's transit office do to make buses faster or more frequent along routes? Also, would love to hear from folks who work for DDOT, people who drive buses, about what that's like right now and what can be improved to keep more drivers on the job. The city is losing drivers at a kind of an alarming rate right now. 313-577-1019 is the number here on the phones. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we can work into the conversation. Okay, Malachi, let's dig a little into this reimagining plan. There are three tiers the city has created for bus frequency, depending on ridership. Talk about how that's going to work.
Yeah, so this plan establishes a kind of hierarchy of different routes that are defined by the ridership that they receive. So the tier one routes are, you know, the six major hub streets that kind of, you know, spoke out from the wheel of of downtown. You know, if you're familiar with that kind of planning analogy of how our streets work in Detroit, you know, they span across the city, carry half of all of the daily arrivals. These are your main streets like Woodward, Jefferson, Gratiot, Grand River. And these are being flagged for something called bus rapid transit, which I mentioned earlier. There's a few ways to do this, but generally the idea is to make dedicated transit lanes so that the buses can avoid traffic, be faster and more efficient. So for example, what you could see is, you know, if you ride the number three Grand River bus, you could go from a frequency of having a bus arrive every 20 minutes on the weekdays to running every 10 minutes. Woodward and Gratiot could go from every 15 minutes to every 7.5 minutes. So the idea there is to, yeah, again, make them faster and more efficient. Another important change is the expansion of service hours. Some routes are going to go to 24/7 for the first time. Mm-hmm. Others are getting weekend service hours. Every network or every route in the network is expected to see service every 30 minutes or better. So ideally, that's about as long as you would wait for a bus to arrive. And then there's some other kind of interesting things that are kind of aimed at enhancing the regional mobility. So Director Oglesby has talked to me about how in order for this to be successful, they have to work really closely with the Regional Transit Authority and the SMART, the Suburban Mobility Authority for Regional Transportation. And that's, you know, these are all kind of interconnected systems. There's a larger effort going on right now to find out how does DDOT better integrate with things like the Key Line, the People Mover, ride sharing, scooters, and all of that stuff. There's been some discussion of integrating all of those fare systems to make it easier. You know, you have kind of a one-stop shop or, you know, something that's a little bit more streamlined to buy tickets. So you're not kind of fumbling through your phone to pull up different apps. Mm-hmm. And there's a few interesting extensions that people might find. The number 9 Jefferson bus will now move north to Mack Avenue at the edge of its east side route, and that's, you know, to improve connections for folks who are in kind of like the Morningside area, but also to improve access to shopping. Mm-hmm. And so there's a couple of different routes now that connect to grocery stores that didn't before, college campuses like U of Dearborn and Wayne County Community College. There's I think at least one route that's recommended for discontinuation. There's a new route that's being added that will operate between Belle Isle and will stop at the beach, take you all the way out to the Gordie Howe Bridge. So there's you know, quite a lot to go through here. There are a lot of documents available online. People can go to DDOT's website. We've also posted them on bridgedetroit.com, where you can really just kind of thumb through and you know, I think it's going to be kind of a longer process of talking with transit advocates about, you know, what are some of the benefits of these connections? Mm-hmm. Where are some things that could be tweaked and changed? It's really going to depend on the experience of the riders themselves. So that's going to be a valuable resource for DDOT and for us as we try to understand that plan. They're going to be collecting feedback throughout the summer. Like I said, there's a mobile engagement bus that's going to go around to different bus stops. They haven't announced really the schedule for that. So, you know, as of right now, I think you're just going to have to kind of catch them out there. But this is being revised and is slated for implementation over a couple of years. So I think one thing that, you know, is important to note, Director Oglesby has said to me that, like, if people don't like this plan, mm-hmm. he wants to hear about it.
Yes.
This is an opportunity to change it. And what's, you know, what we're seeing in this plan right now is a reflection of the conversations that have already happened. But this is a, you know, an ongoing process.
Yeah. Again, 313-577-1019 is the number. Let's go to Frank in Green Oak Township. Frank, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Stephen. I retired from SMART as a driver after almost 13 years. And, and I would make 2 points is that the affordable housing is in Detroit, and the good jobs paying well are in the suburbs. And Detroit bus system, the way it is now, and the SMART bus system mm-hmm. can't get over that seam. There's a seam along 8 Mile and Telegraph Road. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should call it more like a scar. And you know, and to, you know, to transit, there's a Plymouth Road line that runs into Livonia that the DDOT runs that is, you know, from what I've seen is heavily used. You used to be able to take Woodward bus all the way out to Clawson. That was back when the Detroit Urban Rail or some kind of a thing was still part of that.
Sure.
The second point is about the drivers. You know, drivers are human beings, and they require calories for input. We all do. Mm-hmm. But you also have the human being needs to eliminate. This is probably the biggest thing why people don't want this job. It's a, and I've said it before, it's a crap job, no pun intended. But, you know, this is, you know, leads to long-term health problems, you know, your kidneys, your, you know, bowels, gives cancer. You know, these are the things. And then you have like half the population.
So you're saying that
it was a surprise, but they're female and they have a whole other different set of circumstances, and none of those issues are addressed.
So Frank, I just want to be clear. You're saying that that driving the bus doesn't afford you the opportunity to eat or to go to the bathroom? Is that what's happening?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. As a matter of fact, there's a Speedway station there at Jefferson and I-375, mm-hmm. and there's one fixture in there, one toilet, one sink, and DDOT drivers, smart drivers from the routes in Wayne County and Woodward have to share that with Speedway's customers, yeah, and the considerable homeless population.
Yeah.
That's the only place to go for the drivers to go in that area.
Wow. You know, Frank,
they don't go through transit.
So. Yeah. Frank, I was not aware of that issue, so I'm really glad you called and shared that with our listeners. Malachi, let's talk a little about drivers and the care that they, you know, need from their employer, but then also Frank's point about the division between DDOT service and Smart service. I mean, I know we're doing a little better with some Smart buses that do come into the city, but that's been a long time issue here in Southeast Michigan. But let's first talk about the drivers and the tension between the drivers and DDOT.
Yeah, I think this is I'm really glad Frank brought this up here, because you know I have talked with some folks over at the ATU, the Transit Union for Bus Drivers, and it's just really important to know this is a tough job. This is a really difficult job. It's physically demanding. It mm-hmm. requires your attention long periods of time, especially in inclement weather. You know, when you're driving through fog or snow, rain, sleet. The union leader I was talking to only can recall, I think two times he said over his like 40-year career where they've stalled bus service due to the weather. And it takes a lot of training. I mean, these are specialized positions. You think of, there's kind of a similar issue with the truck driver community, people who have CDLs. You know, it takes a lot to train somebody up to be able to operate a bus. It's definitely a skill. And I would suggest it's also kind of a safety issue too. I mean, we did a story a couple months back about preventable crashes and lawsuits and, having well-trained people who are taken care of and have their needs met and, you know, are able to focus on their job, reduces the potential for that stuff. But yeah, I mean, drivers feel like they're not being paid enough for the difficult job that they have to do. They have to, I think it's important too to like just think of the atmosphere of a bus sometimes can get, a little confrontational. Bus drivers have told me about being assaulted by people.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's been a lot the department has done to try to improve safety on the buses. The interactions between bus drivers and the public is something I hear on both sides. Actually, a couple of people that I talked to at the Rosa Parks Transit Center earlier this week had kind of complained the bus drivers actually need to kind of dial the temperature back a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, this is it's just a really difficult job, and I think people feel like they're not being fairly compensated for it. In terms of SMART, I think definitely a goal is to, improve that regional connection so that people who are on the other side of 8 Mile or, in Livonia on the other side of the city can get into Detroit to work as well as come experience the downtown.
And yeah,
that's, a major part of this as well, is to make it easier for visitors to kind of come down the D2A2, I think it's called, the bus that goes to Ann Arbor, mm-hmm. I think has seen some success. Maybe more so from people in Detroit going to Ann Arbor to go check out some of the restaurants there instead of vice versa. But, that's definitely a component of this as well.
Yeah. Okay. Malachi Barrett, always great to have you here to keep us up to date on what's going on in city government in Detroit. And I'm sure we'll have you back to talk more about what DDOT does to get all of this going. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right, we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to stay in Detroit and check out some controversy surrounding the Wayne County Medical Examiner's Office and some determinations that it has made. Also want to continue to hear from you on the phones and on social. 313-577-1019 is the number, and you can go to Twitter and hashtag us. We'll be right back with more Detroit Today.